From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. Former President Bill Clinton successfully wound up a mission to North Korea to bring home two detained U.S. journalists. The pair had been convicted of entering the country illegally and sentenced to 12 years hard labor. They're all due in Los Angeles this morning. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing.
Mr. Clinton's departure from Pyongyang was a mirror image of his arrival. He was seen off by a high-ranking parliamentary official, the country's top nuclear negotiator, and a young girl with a bouquet of flowers. Mr. Clinton's entourage included his former chief of staff, John Podesta, who later served as President Obama's campaign advisor. The apparently healthy journalists, Laura Ling and Yuna Lee, also boarded Mr. Clinton's chartered jet bound for Los Angeles. North Korean official media touted the release of the journalists as a symbol of its generosity. Washington insisted that Mr. Clinton's mission was purely humanitarian and unrelated to the North Korean nuclear issue. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
Senate lawmakers have begun the confirmation debate on Supreme Court nominee Judge Sonia Sotomayor. NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
Senate Judiciary Chair and Vermont Democrat Patrick Leahy opened debate on the floor with praise for Sotomayor's personal story.
She's broken barriers on the way. She's become a role model to many. Her life journey is a reminder to all of the continuing vitality of the American dream.
With a 60-vote majority, Democrats expect she will be confirmed, but most GOP senators are expected to vote against the judge, Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
As I have already said, is because I cannot support the so-called empathy standard upon which Judge Sotomayor was selected and to which she herself has subscribed in her writings and rulings.
The Senate is expected to vote on her confirmation in the coming days. Audie Cornish, NPR News, the Capitol.
At least four people are dead in Pennsylvania after a gunman opened fire at a fitness club south of Pittsburgh last night. At least 10 others were wounded in the attack. Allegheny County Police Superintendent Charles Moffitt says it all happened quickly.
He did not say anything. He walked right to the room where the shootings occurred as if he knew exactly where he was going and pulled the guns out and started shooting.
Moffitt says it may take some time to identify some of the victims because they were not carrying ID on them. The shooter's identity has not been released. A motive is unclear. Japanese stock prices closed lower today amid weakness in automakers after Toyota reported its third straight quarterly loss. The Nikkei was down by 122 points. Oil prices remained above $71 a barrel in Asian trading. Benchmark crude was down by 35 cents to $71.07 a barrel. This is NPR News. 57 members of the Senate Democratic Caucus went to the White House yesterday for a working lunch to discuss health care and other topics. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
The Senate heads out on August recess on Friday, and despite some sizable differences within the party, Senate Leader Harry Reid promises that a health care bill will be enacted. He also criticized Republicans for orchestrating loud protests that have disrupted town hall meetings members of Congress have been holding in their districts.
The American people want health care reform, and we're going to do health care reform. In spite of the loud, shrill voices trying to interrupt town hall meetings and just throw a monkey wrench into everything, we're going to continue to be positive and work hard.
The White House also calls such protests manufactured. Republicans argue that they represent legitimate dissent and anger. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.
A lawyer for some Chinese Muslims detained at Guantanamo Bay says they have overcome reservations about being sent to Palau, and a final deal to relocate them is close. The top U.S. official in Palau, Mark Besner, has confirmed that the State Department is compiling a document spelling out terms of the detainees' relocation. In June, Palau offered to take 13 detainees from the Muslim Uyghur minority as part of President Barack Obama's plans to close Guantanamo. However, some were hesitant because they feared the island state could not shield them from China. A lawyer for two of the men said that the detainees met with State Department officials and that more than four, and less than all of the 13, have agreed to go to Palau. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News, in Washington.